With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Biden administration in a social media dispute with some Republican-led states. At issue is just how far the federal government can go to quash controversial social media posts on topics ranging from COVID to election security. The plaintiffs had argued the administration pressured social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative viewpoints. Just in time for tomorrow night's presidential debate, former President Trump has been freed from some of the restrictions imposed by a gag order.
The judge in the New York criminal trial modified the gag order, allowing Trump to talk about witnesses and the jury in the criminal case that led to a first-ever presidential conviction. But Judge Juan Marchand says Trump must wait until after his sentencing next month to comment publicly about court staffers, the prosecution, and their families.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, squad member Congressman Jamal Bowman has been defeated in the Democrat primary in New York's 16th Congressional District. He's defeated by Westchester County Executive George Latimer. In Colorado, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert wins her GOP primary race.
America will rise again. And I'm so excited that you all are here to be a part of it with me. I'm happy to be alongside of you in this fight. Your next congresswoman from Colorado's 4th District.
Accused of spying, American journalist Evan Gerskovich has now gone on trial in Russia. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia. His years-long legal battle over publication of classified documents finally over. On Wall Street, the Dow down 142 points, and NASDAQ is up 47 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to a Connecticut law that eliminated a religious vaccine exemption.
In 2021, Connecticut eliminated its longstanding religious exemption from childhood immunization requirements for schools, colleges, and daycare facilities. The group We the Patriots USA filed a lawsuit, which was dismissed by a lower court judge. And now the Supreme Court has rejected that challenge. Justices this week did not comment as they left in place a federal appeals court ruling that upheld the contentious law. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Columbia University placing three administrators on leave while it investigates allegations that they exchange unprofessional text messages while attending a panel about Jewish life and anti-Semitism on campus. The university says the administrators work for Columbia College. College teaches undergraduates at the school. This is SRN News. There's a new public health alert. It's a warning about dengue fever.
Cases of the tropical disease have been breaking international records. A public health emergency was declared in Puerto Rico in March. The virus is spread by mosquitoes. Many infected people don't get sick, but some experience headache, fever, and flu-like symptoms. Severe cases can involve serious bleeding, shock, and death. Repeated infections can be especially dangerous. There is no widely available medicine for treating dengue infections. Vaccinations have been tricky. Dengue remains less common in the continental U.S., but in the 50 states so far this year, there have been three times more cases than at the same point last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A rapidly growing wildfire near the central Oregon community of Lapine, being spurred by gusty winds, prompting evacuations. Local authorities say evacuation alerts have gone out to 1,100 homes and businesses. More details, SRNNews.com.